What's going on, guys, and welcome back to the Line Z Podcast with your host, the Alex Duenas, where we talk about real shit. Know that where you are now isn't where you might want to be, but just know you aren't where you used to be. Ooh, write that down. What do I mean by that? So I had a post pop up in my Snapchat. All right, shout out to Snapchat. I have it because of memories, all right? And it was a selfie of me in my car. And as I looked at this guy 4 years ago, he was wearing a jacket, and I knew exactly where he was going. It was me, obviously. I was going to go to a valet job, and it was cold. And I had just been in Gainesville for almost like 2 months. And this was my source of income. When I got here, a buddy of mine got me that job. So I was lucky enough to be able to get a job that paid me cash. You know, side note, I've never had a 9-to-5. Never in my 29 years of living have I ever had a 9-to-5. And I'm very proud of that. And as I looked there and I looked at where I'm at now versus when I was back there, I had just either I was in the brinks of breaking up with my girlfriend, or I had just broken up with her. Pretty sure I was still kind of with her. And I was going through it, man. I was going through it, new town, madly in love with a girl who was really toxic. And I wasn't the best either, so, you know, didn't help out. And I just moved to a town because she decided to move there. If you guys know the story, you guys know the story, you know. And me being there, I was just, you know, I was still positive. I looked at the bright side, okay? I looked at the bright side because I was like, okay, I'm here. I don't have a real job. I'm living at my buddy's house on an air mattress. I'm lifting still, you know? I don't really have much money. But I looked at the positives. I was in shape. I was living with my best friend. I had a job bringing in money. I still had food. I could still eat 4 or 5 meals a day. Was life really that bad? No. In the grand scheme of things, was life really that bad? And this is where I kind of want to talk to you about that. Like, it doesn't matter where you are, it's how you look at where you are. In that moment, you could have looked at me as a 25-year-old guy with no college degree, no job, no stable income, sleeping in an air mattress at his buddy's house. And you can ask some people asking, like, bro, what are you going to do with your life? Like, you have no real career. All you've done is bodybuild for the past 5, 6 years, but really, you're in a horrible relationship. Like, what's your plan for the future, man? You know, how are you going to buy a house? How are you going to support a family? Like, you could have asked me all that back then. And how I would have responded, I'm like, no, I'm going to figure it out. You know, I never looked down on myself because I didn't have any of those answers to those questions. So right now, before I continue with this, I want you to understand, don't let anybody question, like, why aren't you where you want to be in life? What are you doing? Things like that, you know? As long as you have a sense of, like, I'm going to figure it out. That's the first step. I'm going to figure it out. Just that confidence alone, just that statement alone, knows that you're going to figure it out. I used to always say, I got this. I got this. And just the sheer confidence of saying, I got this, I had it. I always have. And so just because you aren't where you want to be right now doesn't mean you are where you used to be. That was 4 years ago. Fast forward 4 years later, you know, I opened up a gym. I sold it. I ran a gym, trained clients. Now I run an online coaching business that's doing good. I have a dog. I live on my own. I have a better car. I've been single now, but I'm very happy with the man I am. I'm not sleeping around. So you have to understand, too, that there is a timeline for everything. And here's a tip I want to give you from this, okay? Back then, once I broke up with my girlfriend, all I wanted to do was have fun. All I wanted to do was feel better myself. I didn't care about a career. I didn't care. All I cared about was working out, bodybuilding, being able to pay my bills, and enjoying time with my friends, to be honest with you. Because the last 5 years, I had spent just bodybuilding and half-assing like training people, you know? And so for the past 5 years, I didn't go to a single club. I didn't go anywhere. I didn't party. I didn't drink. I literally just trained people, worked out, ate food. That's it. And repeat. And I'm 100% serious. That's all I did. I would say that the good thing about the girlfriend I had was the last 2 years, I dated her for 2 years, she was big into bodybuilding. So we had similar things to do. So she didn't go out, I didn't go out, we literally ate, slept, worked, and lifted. That's it. Which was, you know, it was a good thing, you know. And so understand that there was a time where I just wanted to have fun. And I wish somebody would have told me, Alex, going out and drinking with your friends and sometimes doing some drugs like is not going to help your situation, because I still dealt with stress. I still dealt with that anxiety of like, oh, what am I going to do? You know, and I was playing a bunch of Fortnite. And so what I'm trying to get at with this podcast today is this. If you could listen and be disciplined, your situation can get better faster. I look back at that photo. I'm like, damn, it took me 4 years to get to where I'm at now. I'm like, how could I have gotten here faster? I'm not saying there's something wrong with how long it took me, but I'm like, let me look back and see some of the mistakes I made that made it harder for me to actually get to where I'm at today. And I'll name them. I was going out and drinking with my friends. The friends that I was hanging out with liked to drink and party. I really, really wasn't focused on how to make money. It was more like, how do I just survive? But I did start my business. So here's the thing, I did start my business, but what held me from excelling in my business was the partying and the women, all right? Once I became single again, I was just flirting with girls, sleeping with girls, and then I was going out with my friends once or twice a week, two, three times sometimes. And I was running a business still. I was making enough money to do good for myself. No more, no less. And I think back on my man, if I didn't go out as much and if I didn't mess with that many women, I probably would be in a better situation right now, 100%. Do I regret it? No, I don't. Because if I'm going to be completely honest with you, I made some great memories. But you have to decide, because there were times where I was really stressed about my life. I'm like, why is my life not getting better? You know? And it's just look at all the bad things. Look at all the back steps I was taking. So realize that wherever you want to go, first of all, you have to get clarity. Number two, realize that what are you doing right now that is for sure a backstep? For sure. Drinking, smoking weed, hanging around with the wrong people, constantly watching TV, playing video games. I play a lot of video games. I'm telling you right now, cut that shit out. If you want to improve your life, if you want to keep playing video games because you love video games, by all means, go for it. But I used to play so many video games and it fucking held me back. Okay? And I just got clear on what I wanted. I was clear on what I wanted, and I removed all the other obstacles in my life that did not allow me to get there. Not hanging out less with my friends, having a strict morning routine, and having clarity throughout the day of reminding myself every single day what is it that I want. Whether it's writing it down on a paper in the morning, in the afternoon, and at night, it's doing one of the two. Okay? Because it's the only way you're going to be able to get yourself from where you are to where you actually want to be is to, number one, have a morning routine. You have to have something that's non-negotiable, that is consistent and allows you to think clear. Number two is have a game plan. How are you going to get there? And number three, just one thing that you can do that will change everything else. What is the one thing that I can do that by doing so, everything else is unnecessary or it's easy? Simple as that. And that's from the book, The One Thing. Really, really, really focus that, because that's going to get you to from where you are to where you want to be. And just remember, if you're get like down on yourself, just because you're not where you want to be doesn't mean that you aren't where you used to be. Okay? Much love, fam.